I was driving along Oleander Drive, minding my own business, when I noticed a billboard advertising a local plastic surgeon. But that's not what caught my attention. It was the fact that they advertised gift certificates. I'm always looking for a unique hostess gift that's more exciting than a regifted bottle of Chablis or a barbecue bacon scented candle. But I've never had the brilliant notion to give a gift certificate for a tummy tuck. For years, I put no gifts on invitations to my parties. But I'm rethinking that. I'm 52, have been giving parties for 51 and a half years, and have said no gifts each time. I'd like to know, is there a statute of limitations on receiving gifts? I've saved my guest list. Would it be terribly tacky to renege on my years of graciously refusing gifts? I'm guessing the average price of a hostess gift, like witty cocktail napkins or an orchid, ranges from $10 to $50. How many gift certificates would I have to receive to qualify for a procedure? I'd have to host a party a week for 3 years to receive enough hostess gift cards to fund a Charlize Theron nose job. And when one does purchase a plastic surgery gift card, does one write which procedure they think that you need? If unsure, maybe they can select body parts from the celebrity list. Old school Dolly Parton bust, Kenny Rogers eyes, or Nicki Minaj ample derriere. In the past, when I've received gift checks from relatives, in the memo line it says, "Happy graduation" or "Best wishes." Would a plastic surgery gift card say, "I notice you're a little saggy. Perhaps you need a lift." Or, "Are you scowling at me, or do you need some Botox?" I did get a facial from one of those swishy day spas, and the receptionist asked if I'd like a frequent customer credit card application. I'm all for being thrifty, but I just could not bring myself to do it. Just like I can't bring myself to use my AARP card. I'd rather pay a little more and have the delusion that I don't really need it. People used to sneak off to Durham for a, quote, 3-day executive board retreat in order to get a little work done under the radar. Nowadays, you see people at the Panera with surgical bruises and gauze-wrapped faces, exchanging recommendations and price comparisons of plastic surgeons and procedures like sharing recipes or baby names. But now they have these procedures that I'm not even quite sure what it is. If one needs something rejuvenated, do you know it? Is there an intervention involved? How would you feel if your best friend said, "You know, the bridge group was having lunch the other day, and we got to talking. We think you're a good candidate for some rejuvenation." "Well, thank you very much. Just give me a gift certificate, and I'll be on my way."